So what it is, it's a collective bargaining ordinance, and what that allows us to do is just have a voice down at City Hall. We feel that since we're the ones that are working with the public, have our hands on, that we best know when it comes to safety concerns that they're facing or safety concerns of our own, that, hey, we should have a voice when it comes to that. When it comes to surrounding communities, we are one of the only few that don't have a collective bargaining contract with our city. You have Boulder, Longmont, Meade, Erie, Tocono, Broomfield, all have some type of representation with their fire protection district. So if we're going to recruit and retain some of the best employees here, you know, we're behind the ball on it. And we feel that it's a workers' issues and the workers need these rights.
Has there been an impact on firefighters because you don't have this collective bargaining that others do?
Yeah, like I was trying to say earlier, it's just, you know, how do you give a voice to the working class? And that's who we are. You know, we're not here trying to increase our budget or anything like that. You know, this doesn't increase taxes. It's just a voice given to the firefighters that are the ones that are working. And we feel it's extremely important.
And have you been impacted by not having collective bargaining rights? I mean, have you been stymied in efforts to, you know, either around issues around benefits or pay?
Absolutely.
Or different things?
Yeah,
can you give us some examples?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been working hard with our chiefs and in terms of trying to set up different pay plans that make sense, that are industry standards, that just go nowhere, or if it's staffing levels. You know, we built a new station back in 2013, but we haven't hired anybody new. All we did was split the crews up. You know, people see a fire station, they believe a fire truck will be coming out of that fire station. Well, we don't have that. We just have an ambulance coming out of a fire station. So I think it's just a little bit of mixed messaging that, you know, the community just needs to know what they're actually what they're paying and what they're getting.
And so how would collective bargaining change that?
Sure. I believe that, you know, since we will have more of a direct impact of, you know, deciding on what's important and what's not important in terms of equipment purchasing, you know, in terms of the type of gear we have, we will better be able to serve the community that we are there to protect.
Do you think the firefighters right now don't have a seat at the table, or their voice is heard when these decisions are being made?
You know, like anything, we have a chief, and that chief has a boss, and so there's a loss in translation. So, you know, even if our chief is willing to work with us, you know, ultimately it goes to his boss. And if his boss has a different agenda than what his is, then our voice gets lost.